Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Security researcher Bruce Schneier wrote an article not too long ago titled "The Internet of Things Will Be the World's Biggest Robot." Now, stay with me here for a minute. His thought here is that we're going to have lots of internet-connected devices. They're going to be able to affect our environment, our smart thermostats, and things like that, phones that know our location, all of this stuff. The sensors connect the data, and eventually the entire internet is a world-sized robot that he calls the world-sized web. Huh? All right, so is the internet a robot? Are the internet of things a robot? Are my home automation things a robot?
The best analogy I think of that is like saying that there are so many humans on Earth and we're all connected to each other through various means where we can exchange information and you know, send each other texts and video and sound and all that other stuff. And so really, if you think about it, the population of the world is really just one really big human. Nope, it's not. It doesn't become like, no matter how many different machines you have, even if they can all communicate with each other, even if some of those machines are robots, because they can all communicate with each other does not make them one big robot, nor does a bunch of machines that are not robots, connecting them all together across the entire world. You know, the whole premise is like, because they are connected and aware of each other, therefore, they are one big robot. Like, you can have, what was the robot in the Transformers movie? Like, Omnicron or something? Like, a whole planet was a robot or something?
Oh, yeah.
You can have that, but it doesn't matter what crap you put surrounding the Earth, unless the thing surrounding the Earth is this big giant shell that eats planets and that eats the Earth and goes on and eats another one. Maybe that's a robot or whatever, but no. Connecting all of our home devices and having them being wirelessly connected does not change the nature of what they are. You don't make one big robot out of it. Not the least of which because the robot can't go anywhere or coordinate its movement or right. Do anything, you know, robot-wise. At best, maybe, if they all became, like, sentient, it would be, well, that's not going to happen in your lifetimes. You could say it's like a distributed AI or something, but it's not a robot. Like, where is it going? What's it doing? How do you squish it? If you can't squish it, it's not a robot.
You heard it here first, folks. It's a good metaphor.
It happened to, you know, T-800.
It happened to General Grievous, but he's still not a robot.
Yeah, well, he got his fleshy bit squished.
Yeah, it's true. I hate when that happens.
Robot.